This is Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Chris Oldham, president of InterTalk. Chris, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Donnie.
So, for folks that may not be that familiar with InterTalk, can you tell us a little bit about the company and your heritage?
Yeah, absolutely. InterTalk has been in the industry for two decades now, roughly 22 years. Originally, our company name was Pantel International, established in 1997, but we changed our name in 2016 to InterTalk. That was done as a reflection to speak more to what it is that we do in the industry. In 2003, we acquired the InterTalk radio console system, and we have been building on that ever since. And so we thought that adopting the name InterTalk would speak more to what it is that we're doing in the industry. So we have been working with a number of large and small public safety agencies for over two decades, most notably the State of Oregon State Police, the Oregon Department of Transportation, the California Highway Patrol, and California Fire. We've also started some new projects on the East Coast with MIMS, which is the ambulance service in the state of Maryland. We also work in utilities and the rail and transit industries as well. So we've been slowly growing our footprint in North America over the last number of years, and we're excited about where things are going and what we're able to provide to the industry.
Well, speaking of where things are going, tell us about this new cloud-based dispatch system.
Yes. So we are very excited to announce that we are launching a new cloud-based public safety-grade console system called Nlyte. We will be demonstrating Nlyte at this year's IWCE conference in Las Vegas in the first week of March. And we see this as a groundbreaking and extremely exciting opportunity to leverage today's movement towards broadband and LTE and 5G based networks. If you think about dispatch in the traditional fashion, being able to integrate different radio platforms and phone systems and CAD systems and other dispatching functions into one place, we're going to maintain that same level of interconnectivity and features and functionability, but now we're moving it into a cloud-based architecture to leverage these new broadband networks. But the real benefit of this, if you will, is the fact that we can now leverage the greater data bandwidth and data availability for dispatchers. So, for example, we will be integrating in with filtered social media, mapping and geolocation type applications, video as well. There are any number of integrations and data streams that we can bring in to the dispatcher user dashboard and user experience with the hope of improving their ability to manage emergency scenarios. One of the use cases that we try to share with people is the fact that if there may be some emergency event happening, perhaps there's a festival or a mall and people start seeing someone with a gun or some other emergency emerging scenario, people tend to start writing things on social media, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever the mechanism that is that they use. Well, now we can bring in those types of streams to the user the dispatcher's dashboard, so that they will get advanced notice of things that potentially could be happening. So it is a degree of predictive policing, if you will, whereby you can filter social media to be chosen keywords in your region, because you obviously are not worried about social media posts that are happening in another state or in another country, if you will. You're really only concerned about the things that are happening around you. So if you can filter that to your specific region, to things that you specifically are looking for, you now have the ability to see what's going on in advance, notify nearby first responders sooner than otherwise would have happened with just a standard 911 call, and hopefully respond just a few minutes quicker. That may result in saving lives rather than coming a bit too late after the event has already happened. So Nlyte is positioned to provide greater data and greater connectivity to media sources for dispatchers in order to help them do their jobs.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like powerful stuff. Now, do I have to have a next-gen 911 system already in place to be able to take advantage of this, or is this something I can start to leverage even with a legacy 911 setup?
Well, it's an excellent question, and the great news is you can certainly leverage what it is that you have right now in place. We recognize that this is not going to be a quick transition from traditional LMR systems to a broadband network. So we're able to act as a bridge between those, I'll call them legacy LMR systems, but that includes analog radio as well as digital, so with P25 or with DMR or even TETRA systems. We can still provide that interconnectivity from those legacy systems to broadband-based networks. So you still maintain the same level of functionality and connectivity that you would get in your P25 system, but now a dispatcher you can connect over an LTE network or over a 5G network or 4G or even Wi-Fi, and they can conduct their normal operations literally from anywhere, provided they have some degree of connectivity. This is not a new concept in remote remote connectivity, but we're taking it a few steps forward, providing a dispatch function rather than just a voice connectivity. So you can monitor radio traffic, you can handle telephone calls, you can monitor the telephone calls, and you can do all the types of things that you would normally do as a dispatcher in an operations center, and you can do them from your car. You can do them from the ground at an emergency event. So we really are looking to empower dispatchers and supervisors with the ability to conduct their operations literally from anywhere.
Okay. Wow. That's something that I know everyone's been looking for, particularly in situations when you may have to evacuate a 911 center or something like that. So in terms of, and you mentioned that you're going to be showing it at IWCE, when is it actually going to be available? And also, how does this work? How does this compare price-wise to existing systems?
Both great questions. So at IWCE, we will be demonstrating Nlyte, in proving that it exists. The main answer is it will be available for full deployment later this year. We're targeting Q4. But at IWCE, we're going to be able to demonstrate handling phone calls and P25 radio traffic over the Nlyte cloud architecture. We're doing it this way to ensure that we alleviate concerns about how real this is. There's been many instances in the past where people talk about any given solution and all the benefits thereof. However, the proof is in the pudding. So we wanted to be sure that when we announced the availability for Nlyte, that we were able to prove that it does exist. So we're still working on a number of the basic dispatching functions and features that you would get in the traditional console, and we want to ensure that they are there by the time that we have this ready for market, which, again, I mentioned we're looking for Q4 this year. So in terms of the pricing, one of the main benefits from that respect is that as a software-as-a-service application, you're completely eliminating the need for capital expenditures. So whereas you usually have to go through a multi-year effort to secure funding for a new radio system, we can actually call on an operational budget, which may prove to be easier approvals for some agencies in order to secure the service. So you eliminate the multi-million dollar need for the on-premise radio console system, and you replace that with more of a monthly operational expenditure, depending on the number of seats you have and number of dispatchers that you have.
And that seems to be a growing trend in throughout the public safety industry, and be it on the 911 side or on the out in the field as well. Is that something that you see gaining traction?
We do see it getting traction, but again, we don't see this as happening overnight. It is going to be a longer process. If you think back to when IP was originally introduced, 20 or 30 years ago, the concept of having a remotely connected anything, there's a high degree of skepticism as to whether or not that would work. But we certainly embraced that when we started getting into the dispatch business. And of course now you can't go anywhere without an IP console system. Everything is IP based. So it did take a long time, but we are there now. IP is now the standard. So with respect to more of a cloud based architecture, we see the same trend. It will take some time. Probably not as long in our view, because again, FirstNet itself is being built out right now, and 5G is not too far behind. So we do see that the move from traditional LMR to broadband is certainly underway, and we are see ourselves positioned as a bridge that you're able to leverage what you have right now, while moving forward to a cloud-based architecture.
Well, it's going to certainly be interesting to see the developments as they go forward. I know I'm anticipating a lot of interesting moves over the next few years. Well, Chris, I want to say congratulations on the Nlyte announcement, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Well, thank you for having me, Donnie.
All right, we'll see you at the show.
Okay, take care. Cheers.